I felt with the cesarean before, the recovery and the pain, I just felt a dragging, pulling feeling for a very long time and felt nothing with having the vaginal birth after cesarean.
That's Alison Cummins. She's reading a quote from Stories in Midwifery, a book she co-wrote about women's stories in midwifery and the stories of midwives. The quote is from a woman named Trish, who had a cesarean section for twins, followed by a vaginal birth.
I felt very fit, healthy, and so happy. And I was on a real natural high for a long time with the vaginal birth.
For women who've had a cesarean, the idea of having a natural birth for their next child can seem unsettling. Alison Cummins says there is reason to be cautious, but more and more women are opting for vaginal birth after cesarean.
So the concerns around VBAC is that the uterus has had an incision, a cut through it, and has been repaired. As the uterus grows in a normal pregnancy, then the scar gets stretched. And when a woman goes into labour and the uterus is contracting, then there's fears that the scar may not stay together. The rate of where the scar may dehiss or open up or come apart, what we call uterine rupture, is about 1 in 200. So it's 0.5%. It's very low rates. But that is the fear that people have around vaginal birth after cesarean.
And even though there are fears regarding VBAC, Alison says there are also huge advantages.
Women will recover sooner. They generally lose about half as much blood as women who have a cesarean section. They're able to get up and care for their babies sooner. They initiate breastfeeding sooner. So the earlier you initiate breastfeeding, then the longer you will sustain breastfeeding and the easier it will be for you. So that's a really important advantage for the baby and the mother. They don't stay in hospital for as long. There's obvious cost savings to the public health system if women have a vaginal birth after cesarean, and they have higher satisfaction around the birth.
Alison says that when you're pregnant, counselling is hugely important in alerting you to both the benefits and risks of vaginal birth after cesarean.
So we talked about the risk, which is uterine rupture, and everyone seems to be focused on that. What they don't talk about very often are the risks of cesarean section, repeat cesarean sections. So in Australia, only about 12% to 15% of women will attempt a vaginal birth after cesarean. The rest will have a repeat cesarean. The women who have a repeat cesarean have a higher chance of losing more blood. So in that early parenting period, they're more likely to suffer from conditions such as anemia. It can impact on breastfeeding. They're more likely to develop blood clots in their legs, and in the worst case scenario, this can go to their lung or their heart. There is increasing chances of wound infections to the woman. So there's a lot of risks associated with cesareans. It's not just you go in and have the baby. There's also a long-term recovery period. It takes longer to recover from a cesarean than a vaginal birth.
For women planning to have a repeat cesarean, Alison believes not all of them understand the associated risks. Being alerted to these risks, she says, comes down to one thing.
It is all in the counselling. So if you see a practitioner who says, I think it's safest for you and the baby to have a cesarean section, that's what you're going to do. If you see someone that gives you all the benefits of and advantages of both types of birth, then women are in a much better position to make an informed choice. As we know, midwifery-led care reduces cesarean section rates. It would be ideal that women in Australia were having midwifery-led care, and in the case of having a previous cesarean section, that the midwife works in collaboration with an obstetrician. They don't automatically have to see a doctor because they've had a cesarean before. They should work alongside a doctor, but they don't necessarily have to be excluded from midwifery-led care just because they've had a cesarean before.
Alison Cummins, course coordinator for the Midwifery Graduate Diploma at the University of Technology, Sydney. For some, the experience of cesarean section can put them off hospitals completely. Hannah Darlin is Professor of Midwifery at Western Sydney University. She's been undertaking research, interviewing women who've had vaginal birth after cesarean and seeing why they're having their next birth at home. Hannah says home birth is low risk, but VBAC home birth is not the best option.
What really, I guess, disappointed us and worried us was many of these women were not making this choice because it was their first choice. They would go to the hospital, they would say, I want to have a vaginal birth after cesarean. They'd try and negotiate some things that they wanted. For example, they didn't want to be on the bed, they didn't want to have to have a drip put up, and they didn't want to have to be continuously monitored, and got told no, or got bullied and harassed and felt they couldn't give birth in that system, and so started to seek out someone else and another way that they could be supported. And they ended up having home births, and they had extremely positive experiences. And many of these women felt that the trauma that had been caused by their first cesarean section got completely healed and repaired through that ability to have a normal birth that was supported. But the sad thing is that if we had a system that supported VBAC and enabled women to have choice within mainstream maternity services, there'd be many women not forced into making a choice that may not be their first choice.